Hello everyone, welcome to Raga 3, the Carnatic Music Gateway. As we are heading into the 19th episode of the podcast, let us begin with an amazing quote by Ernest Hemingway. There is nothing noble in being superior to a fellow man. True nobility is being superior to a former self. That's true, isn't it? Self-improvement is a tendency to enhance ourselves at every moment. The greatest people we have today did not compete with their contemporaries. Instead, they just fought to become better than what they were the previous second. Such self-improvement requires self-discipline, the inquisitive to learn, unlearn, and relearn. To move ahead in life, we got to understand our limitations and accept that we have a lot to learn, and such an attitude of flexibility in our beliefs makes us open to new opportunities to learning and receiving. All we got to do is to become addicted to constant and never-ending self-education. That's the power, and once we strive to become a better version of ourselves, that's when everything around us becomes favorable for our constant growth. On that note, we begin our 19th episode of the podcast with a beautiful composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar, Vallabha Nayakasya, in Raga Begada, set to Rupaka Tala, which is a tala of 6 beats. This composition is on the deity Lord Vinayaka of Tiruvarur Tyagaraja Swami. He is the son of Lord Mahadeva and Goddess Parvati, and is one of the best known and most worshipped deities who removes obstacles, the vigna, of people who worship him. Tiruvarur Tyagaraja Swami Temple is an ancient temple dedicated to Lord Shiva, who is worshipped as Putradan Kundar and is represented by a lingam. The main lingam of the temple is Lord Tyagaraja, who is depicted in a Somaskanda form. Goddess Parvati, who is the consort of Lord Shiva, is depicted as Kundi. The ancient name of the town Tiruvarur was named Arur, and Tiru is added to all the temple cities that are referred to in Tevaram. This place is also called Kamalalaya Kshetra, where the presiding deity is Kamalambikai, whose wish to marry Tyagaraja Swami remained unfulfilled even after her penance. According to the Purana, a Chola king, Muchukunta, wished to receive the image of Lord Shiva as Tyagaraja Swami, posing on the chest of reclining Lord Narayana, after obtaining a boon from Devendra. Indra tried to mislead the king by giving different forms, but the king chose the appropriate one at Arur. The other 6 forms of images of Lord Shiva, given by Indra, are currently located in Nagapattinam, Tirukkuvalai, and Tirumarai Kadu. These temples with the different dance styles of Lord Shiva are referred to as Sapta Vidangam, and the temples are Tiruvarur Tyagaraja Swami for the dance pose Ajapatanam, a form of dance reposing on the chest of Lord Narayana; Vedaranyeshwara Temple for the dance pose Hamsaptanatanam, a form to indicate dancing with the pace of a swan; Darbhanganeshwara Temple for the dance pose Unmatanatanam, referring to the dance of an intoxicated person; Vaimur Nada Temple for the Kamalananatanam, referring to the flow of the dance like that of lotus which moves in the breeze; Kayarohana Swami Temple for the Vilati Tanam form of the dance which flows like the waves of the sea; Brahmapurishwara Temple for the Bringanatanam, a form of dance which refers to dancing like a bee that flies over a flower for the honey; Kan Ariya Mudayar Temple for the Kunkunatanam dance form, which refers to dancing like a cock. Lord Vinayaka is the son of Lord Shiva and Devi Parvati, and also the brother of Lord Muruga. Devi Parvati created Ganapati using the sand and molded him in the form of a baby boy. Lord Mahadeva went for meditation, and Parvati kept the baby boy as a god as she went to take bath. Unexpectedly, Mahadeva returned to Kailasha after his meditation and he was not allowed to go inside by the child. When the baby boy declared himself to be the son of Parvati, Lord Shiva got infuriated and called all the demons and the Bhudaganas to fight with the boy. The boy as Ganapati defeated all of them and Shiva had to fight at last when the Trishulam of Lord Shiva lopped off the boy's head. Devi Parvati ran from her bath when she came to know about the commotion. She turned into Mahakali to punish Lord Shiva for killing her son. Lord Shiva asked her to come back to the form of Parvati by promising her that he would give back Ganesha's life. Lord Mahadeva ordered the Devatas to get a head, and since the first animal they saw was an elephant, they took the head of the elephant to attach to the body of the baby boy. Their baby boy gained a new head and hence he was named Gajanana. Lord Ganesha has a huge contribution to the marriage of Lord Muruga with Valli. Lord Muruga, who took the form of a handsome hunter, met Valli in the fields. On seeing the hunter, Valli asked him to leave the field as a chief was coming. After the chief left, Lord Muruga appeared as hunter again and went to Valli and proposed her, but she refused. Later on, Lord Muruga took a form of an old man and came to Valli asking for food. She offered foxtail millet along with honey while the old man asked for water. When she offered water, Lord jokingly asked her to be his companion too. Since Valli got angry with Muruga's remark, he requested his brother Ganesha for help. Lord Ganapati took a form of a wild elephant and was approaching Valli. Valli pleaded the old man to save her, but the old man said that he would help her only if she agrees to marry him. Just being in the heat of the moment, she agreed to marry the old man when Lord Muruga revealed his true form. Arunagirinadar mentions Lord Muruga as a thief in one of the Kandar Anubhuti, as Muruga tried to steal the heart of Valli by appearing in various forms. It is said that once Lord Muruga sneaked into the house of Valli, took her away without the knowledge of her foster father Nambirajan. The Tamil saint poet considered this activity as theft and calls Muruga a thief. The stanza is:
சிம்மான் மகளை திருடும் திருடன் பெம்மான் முருகன் பிறவானிரவன் சும்மாயிர சொல்லற என்றலுமே அம்மா பொருளுன்றுமறிந்திழனே.
பேகடா is an auspicious and classical raga, which is the janya of 29th Melakarta Shankarabharanam. It is a Vakra Shadava Sampurna raga, having 6 notes in the ascending scale with a zigzag path and 7 notes in the descending scale. The scale is
Sagari Gama Pada Pasa Sa ni da ba ma ga re sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shadjam, Chatushruti Rishabham, Antara Gantaram, Shuddha Madhyamam, Panchamam, Chatushruti Daivatam, with dual usage of Kakali Nishada and Kaishiki Nishada. Let's explore the Kriti.
Na 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 na.
Thank you.
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Vallabha Nayakasya, Bhakto Bhavami, Vanchita Arthadhayakasya, Vara Mushika Vahanasya. Meaning, I worship Ganesha, who is the lord of Vallabha, and also who blesses all his devotees with boons as a rodent as his Vahana. Samashti Charana, Pallava Pada Mridu Tarasya Pashankushati Tarasya Mallika Jati Champaka Harasya Manimalasya. Meaning, Lord Vallabha Ganapati, whose feet is so tender as that of a bud, has noose and spike with him. He loves the garland of Jati, Malli, the jasmine, and Champa flowers. Valli Vivaha Karanasya Guru Guha Pujitasya Kali Kala Malini Kamalakshi Sannutasya. Meaning, Lord Ganesha, who helped Lord Muruga in marrying Valli, is saluted and respected by Guru Guha and also admired by Goddess Saraswati, Mahalakshmi and Mahakali. Such a short yet beautiful composition, isn't it? This composition forms a part of the 6th Vibhakti. Muthuswami Dikshidhar was born on 24th March 1775 at Tiruvarur. Hence, last week was celebrated as a Jayanti of Muthuswami Dikshidhar. The beauty of the town Tiruvarur is that the musical trinity we have today, namely Sri Tyagaraja Swami, Muthuswami Dikshidhar and Shyama Shastri, were all born in Tiruvarur. Hence, this place is considered to be the traditional center for Carnatic music we have today. The Tyagaraja Swami Temple is considered to be one of the finest architecture and also acted as a cultural model for the Tanjore Temple Brihadishwarar built by Rajaraja Cholan. This temple has 9 gopurams, 12 temple walls, wherein the northwest wall of the temple have been inscribed with the details of gifts and jewelry which were given as an offering to Lord Tyagaraja by medieval Cholas. This wall is named Tirumanni Valara, and the Stala Vriksham or the temple tree is Patri Vriksha, which is a tree of trumpet flowers. The town Tiruvarur is well known for the story of Manunidhi Cholan, who killed his son to give justice to a cow. As per the legends, once the son of the king rode a chariot when he accidentally killed the calf on his way, and he left the spot neglecting the incident. As per the rules of the kingdom, a bell was placed outside of the palace and those who wished to address their grievances should ring the bell. On seeing the dead calf, the mother cow pulled the bell which is placed outside to get justice for its loss. After the investigation, the king came to know that it was his son who had killed the calf. As a result, and also to give justice to the cow, the king rode the chariot over his son. Impressed by the king's sense of justice, Tyagaraja Swami appeared in front of him and revived the life of his son. The temple also has a sculptural representation of the king along with the cow and his son under the chariot of the temple in Vittavasal, which is located against the northeast direction of the temple Gopuram. With such an amazing story, we come to the end of the 19th episode. Stay tuned to Ragatri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jay Shree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, take care.